2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
There's an early start. It feels like an early start to fire season. We got a brush fire that broke out over the weekend in Wasatch County, which is east of Salt Lake County. Reports came in of smoke seen off Highway 40. It's just right above Jordanelle Reservoir. It started about 3:30 in the afternoon, and then those winds were whipping, Dave.
Which is really quite shocking to me because I was up in the mountains. I was in the Camas area. We were doing a little camping, and it was as green as I've ever seen it. It was incredible. I didn't think for a second we were in any kind of a fire.
Did you say it snowed?
It snowed. It absolutely snowed.
When you were
snowed.
Camping, it snowed?
Yeah. It was camping. Huh. And it was snowing. It was freezing. Not for a second did I think, oh, fire danger.
Were you filming an episode of Survivor? I mean, why were you up in the mountains?
No.
You have the whole
summer to camp. I was asking
myself
the same thing. I'm like, what am I doing? It's freezing. But the governor, isn't he in Delta right now? I think he's in Delta, which is kind of west of Fillmore. He's talking about fire season, talking about prevention. And I think for far too long, we've been focusing all our time, energy, resources on fighting fires and not pulling the Smokey the Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Prevention. That is a huge key. And I guess if we have to start talking about it in May, then we start talking about it in May.
You also sparked my interest in this. What happens when the reservoirs get really low come July or August? And what
look
are
at them now.
What are those helicopter drops look like as they scoop the buckets of water out of the reservoirs?
Yeah, it's going to be like trying to get it out of a toilet, right? I mean, just like there's not enough water here. I don't know what to do.
Mike Erickson, he's the area manager for the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire and State Lands. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's get to the what the helicopter dumps look like. Is it like sticking a bucket in a toilet in a moment, to Dave's question? Let's start with what's the prediction for fire season?
Well, looking forward, I know Predictive Services was saying southern Utah might get a chance of a normal monsoon, but northern Utah probably not. We're on the edge, and they say we may be drier than normal, at least in northern Utah, and certainly warmer than normal most of the summer. The three-month forecast came out and said all of most of the Intermountain West area is going to be a lot warmer than average.
Mike,
but not good, at least for fires.
I was trying to think back. Last year, it didn't seem like it was a terrible fire season. Am I remembering that correctly?
You know, you are. This time last year, the governor was out and doing his pitch to help us to remind us of fire season, because we were looking at potentially one of the worst fire seasons we could have ever had. But we did get a really good monsoon season last year, probably one of the best we've had in the last 10 years or so. And when you get rain in the summer, it's generally a fairly quiet fire season, which we had here. And we were fortunate. A lot of the other western states weren't as fortunate as us. But this year, it's still a ways out. We don't know what we will get, but it's not looking good. And I think that's probably why the governor's out there in Delta, as you mentioned, talking about not only prevention, but things that we can do to, you know, mitigate the risk and be a little safer while we're out recreating or whatever it is we're doing out there.
Mike Erickson is the area manager for the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. Have him live on the line right now because there was a wildfire that broke out in Wasatch County, east of Salt Lake County, over the weekend, and it made us wonder, what are we in for? What's in store for the months ahead? He just said that the monsoon season looking dry. which means we won't get as much rain as we'd hope for. But I also know when we have a crazy wet monsoon season, Mike, it creates a lot of fuel for the next year. And if we have a dry year in terms of, you know, rain, if we're just praying for rain all summer long, it sounds like there's going to be plenty of fuel if lightning strikes or if somebody strikes a match in the wrong place.
Well, that can be one of the scary things. I mean, the forests are always going to be continuing to grow out there and get thicker unless we're managing them in a way that can reduce that. And those are things people can do around their homes. If they have a cabin out in the woods somewhere, you know, they can make sure they're doing the work they need to around their home to reduce their risk. But, you know, that those monsoons are, like you said, they're a two-edged sword. If we don't get the water with them, then we're just getting dry lightning, which means Mother Nature is going to be starting a lot more fires, which could be a potential outcome too.
Mike Erickson is joining us right now as we discuss fire season. I mean, kind of shocking. We've already had a little fire issue this early in the season. But, Mike, I look at these reservoirs. They are just epically low. What does that look like as you're trying to fight these fires? Do you have enough reservoirs and water that you can actually, dip those buckets in?
That's a really good question, and I hope we do. I know it seems like a lot of the communities on the Wasatch Front, the Wasatch back here, are doing their part to, you know, try and hold people off from watering their lawns and things of that nature. And all those things help and certainly make a difference, and we want to see more of that. Our hope is at least that the bigger reservoirs that we use, you know, your Deer Creeks and your Jordan Ells and Little Dells and East Canyon, have the water in them. Where it gets a little concerning is some of the smaller little reservoirs up tiny little canyons that we may have used in the past may be so dry that you're right, we might not be able to use a helicopter to dip out of those sites and help us with the fire. And then they're coming from longer distance and it reduces that turnaround time and makes it harder to put that fire out more quickly. So definitely a concern for us. And a good reminder for everybody to be conservation-minded when they're using any of their water, whether it's landscaping or in your home, and taking those measures that they need to reduce that water use.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you jumping on the line with us. Unfortunately, we're probably going to have to dial you up a lot more throughout the summer and get your expertise on this, because I'm afraid of what we're in store for in terms of wildfires. Mike Erickson, Area Manager for Utah Division of Forestry, Fire and State Lands. Thank you so much for bringing us an update on what lies ahead.
Yeah, I think the conversation moving toward prevention is going to be very important, not just in our homes, but what can we do as a community? Our cities, our counties, are they looking at prevention? Are they taking steps forward so that if something does happen, can we quickly put these things out?
So I just Googled beready.utah.gov. We're going to have someone on the line from beready.utah.gov in just a moment to help us prevent wildfires. Here's the first thing that came up. Stop dragging chains, people.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get a quick blast of news each morning.
From Ukraine to Utah County.
You'll hear it first.
And accurately.
On KSL.
Listen weekdays between 5 and 9 to Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.